You may have heard about the upcoming transit of Mercury. It's happening all day Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day. It's when the smallest, speediest planet partially eclipses the sun, and it's kind of rare. The next won't happen until 2032. This whole concept is easy to understand. In our modern era of esoteric celestial happenings, when we often hear words like exoplanet and dark energy, we now have an event whose only terms are planet and sun. A planet passes in front of the sun. Easy. And we like easy. Moreover, this will be visible from our neck of the woods. It lasts over 7 hours, with the middle of the transit happening around 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, when the sun is not low. The problem is that you cannot safely look at the sun, so you need eye protection. But even that is not enough. Unlike the transits of Venus in 2004 and 2012, a Mercury transit cannot be seen without a telescope, and it can't be an ordinary telescope. It has to be equipped with a safe solar filter. Unless you have a friend who has one and he's off on Veterans Day, your best bet is to phone your local astronomy club. As for spectacle, this is a bit esoteric. Mercury is only one quarter the apparent size of Venus, because it's half the diameter and twice as far away. It will look like a little dot in the middle of the sun late Monday morning, and it will slowly change position during the transit that continues until late afternoon. Mercury transits usually happen in November, but occasionally in May and on no other month. On average, there are 13 Mercury transits per century. This one is a bit unusual because Mercury will cross the sun's face not near its edge, but almost centrally. The easiest way is probably to go to SLU.com that day, and you'll even hear me supply some of the narration. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.